This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
No more Wu flu deaths. At least for the vaccinated. Yeah. If you get vaccinated, you won't die. Life for you goes back to normal. Or maybe not. We'll talk about that in just a bit. No more unpaid rents. Why work when there's a universal basic income or welfare is so good that you don't need to work? No more sorrow. No more pain. No more, what, crime? They're even trying to sell us that crime is on the decline, folks. And the reason, well, they got rid of Donald Trump in a coup, and Joey Demento took over, and we all know how competent he is. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you'll go partake of some of the things that we have. We have a white guilt forgiveness card signed by me, laminated. I'm not laminated. It's a plastic card like a credit card. Keep it in your wallet. If you are accosted by anyone black, pull it out, whip it out, bam, and say, no more guilt here, baby. But don't just get one for yourself. Get one for your wife, the kids. Get rid of that guilt. Got a leftist friend that's suffering from guilt? Get him a card. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale, S-A-L-E, or maybe it's S-A-L-E-S. Check it out. Go look at the card. Authenticated by me, authentic black man. And you are absolved of all your guilt. Anyway, yeah, so this next story is kind of interesting to me because we live in a world now where there is no more crime, at least no crime by black people, thankfully. Whew, it was close because it was getting pretty hairy out there. Now it's safe to go through black neighborhoods anytime, day or night, butt naked, with a money belt. You'll be fine. Joey Demento's got it under control. Lori Lightfoot's got it under control in Chicago. I mean, why not? Just for shiggles. And they call it the streak. Remember when streaking was a big deal? I derelict it's a streak with a money belt on through Compton. Barbara Boxer tried it. Well, she didn't streak. But she was, you know, somewhere. It was former Senator Barbara Boxer, 80 years old. She was allegedly, and I'm reading this, pushed in the back by an assailant who stole her cell phone. Stole her cell phone before jumping into a car where somebody was waiting to take off. Now, I'm not going to colorize this crime, not right now, but I'll tell you this. When people broke into my car four times in St. Louis, in South St. Louis, not one of the worst areas of St. Louis, but not a good area either. You know what? There just is no good area in St. Louis. Highest crime city in America. But they would have a dude waiting in the car down the street, and a dude will ransack your car. And then if you come out, he runs, jumps in another car, and takes off. Now, this is the modus operandi of the thug in my hood, and all of them look like me. They were black folks. Black thuggery. I got up on one when I had my half pit mix pound pup. She was ready to go. And we went out to the neighborhood and I saw the car and I sneaked up on it and I could see them on their cell phones. That's how close I was. I could have absolutely done damage to them with nobody ever knowing. And maybe I did. I don't know. Well, that's another story for another day. Anyway, Barbara Boxer, former senator, white privilege, of course, and she's immune to the issues of that she fights for, right? She lives in a gated neighborhood, but she stepped out of that gated neighborhood and was walking around traversing the 300 block of 3rd Street at 1:15 p.m. And I love how they write this. That when she and apparently somebody with them, they were approached by a suspect. And here's what I swear, this is what they write. Who forcefully took loss from the victim and fled in a waiting nearby vehicle.
Barbara got ganked. Bink! And then they took her Apple, took her iPhone. And look, that's a crime. You can say what you want about Android. People ain't getting ganked over no Android. But Apple, they will slap you in the back of the head and take your Apple. So anyway, they take her phone. And here's what they said. The department, which did not identify the victim, we now know it was Barbara Boxer, former senator, said the incident is being investigated by the Oakland Police Department's robbery section. Now, what was funny to me was what they wrote, didn't identify the victim. Now, I told you the story. I read it. Let me ask you this. Did they identify the perp? Who did it? Was there a description anywhere in there that I read? Kevin, surely there's more to the story. Surely you're keeping stuff from us, black man. That's it. It's approached by a suspect. But here's what they say. They're going to continue to look for the suspect. There's a $2,000 reward for any information leading to the suspect. And nobody has a description of the suspect. I suspect that the dude who did this was a colored fella. That's what I think. I think it was a colored fella. And I think his accomplice was another colored fella. That's what I think. Didn't identify the victim? Yeah, well, no, you know what? I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I just thought about it. It could have been two Trump supporters who hated Barbara Boxer. Because she was going to get a role on Empire, and she was trying to work for a better deal. And they knew it, and they hated her, because they knew she was gay, and they were going to beat her up. Because here's what they didn't tell you this. This wasn't in the report. I heard that there was a noose and some black shoe polish found at the scene, and they were going to put her in blackface. But it was thwarted, because all they did was take her phone. Oh, and then another thing, was it read here? Yeah, that's right. They found a Trump 2020 button that apparently fell out of the perp's pocket as he was running away from the scene to jump in the car of his buddy. Yeah, and we all know Trump supporters, what? They shoot up baseball games. They what? They beat up people after rallies. Trump people, whew. Worse. I mean, they're the worst. They bomb gay nightclubs and shoot up gay nightclubs. Christmas parties. Yeah. I think they're going to have a pretty easy time finding the perp who did this. Who knows? Maybe they'll be trying to sell that phone in one of the kiosks where you turn in the Apple phone and get a couple $100. We'll let you know. We'll update you when we get back. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free products.
pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What must be right? What must be right? What must be right?
That was Joe Biden announcing that his butt has been wiped.
Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, you know what? It's an accomplishment at his age and in his situation.
My butt been wiped.
God. Wow. Leftists, be proud of yourselves. Hey, you know what? We should celebrate America's first handicapped president. I'm serious. Well, why are we running from it? We have Paralympics. You know, we have Special Olympics. And, you know, people that are disabled in some form. And now we've got the crazy president. We just to show the rest of the world, you will have your dictators and your people that will kill millions of people. We'll up you. And up yours. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255.
My butt been wiped.
Man, be proud of yourselves, lefties. Hey, file this one under I told you so. For all the push for people who want to get this death poke, they are no different than the great unwashed. That means us, the unvaccinated. Many of us, anyway. I'm unvaccinated, probably so. I'm not anti-science. I'm not anti-vax. If you give me the right thing, that if you say, Kevin, here's the situation. People are really dying. I can look at the data. There's no media spin on it. It's not a rush to get trillions of our dollars. And I determine I need a shot. I'll get the shot. We all got to die. We all have to die of something. If it's a disease that kills you, so be it. Something's going to kill you. And let me tell you, the likelihood of you wanting to be gone is pretty good. You can get so much pain, so much discomfort in your body that you're like, Lord, please take me. Where's Dr. Kevorkian when I need him? But anyway, the vaccinated are now back to the new not normal. And as I've said on this very show, if you want to get the Fauci flu, get that shot. You'll catch it. There was a guy in Britain. I don't know if you guys have seen this video. He says, well, we are well aware now that the vaccinated will likely get the COVID-19 variant or whatever. He's admitting if you get the shot, you're going to get sick. You're probably going to get sick and give it to somebody else. Wow. Anyway, this story, the CDC is expected to reverse the relaxation of guidance. I love how the CDC issues guidance surrounding mask wearing for vaccinated Americans indoors in some areas. So in other words, you got the shot, so life could do what? Somebody remind me. Go back to normal, right? It was going to go back to normal. And as it turns out, now you, you suckers, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. So now the CDC is reversing its guidance. This is in the New York Times. They made the recommendation on Tuesday. They took into consideration new data surrounding the dreaded Delta variant. See, that's the one now that can kill you without you could die from this disease without even knowing that you got shot. Yeah. This disease could kill you in a car wreck. I just want you to know. Yeah, if you jump off a building, the Delta variant is waiting on you. Man, these guys will do anything it takes to keep you scared to death. They want you in such fear. So let me tell you what they're telling the American people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what they're telling you. And it's going to sound very familiar to what I've been saying since they started with this ruse of a vaccine. The shot is worthless. You'd be better off getting a placebo or getting a saline shot than you would getting this shot. In the long run, you will definitely be better. Because I'm telling you, you get this shot in your life, it's like The Firm. When they said to Tom Cruise's character, your life as you know it is not your own. It's over. You part of the mafia now, baby. Every attorney who has tried to leave your firm has died. That's pretty much what the shot is, The Firm. That was the theme music to The Firm. Oh, my gosh, man. You're toast. Well, here's the deal. If you did get the shot, there are some benefits. You could get Bell's palsy. You could get an enlarged heart, which isn't good. It doesn't make you a better athlete. You could get blood clots. You could die. But Biden says, look, if you go to the hospital and you have it, but you won't get it. But if you do happen to get it, it will be a lighter thing. It won't be as bad as the other if you don't take the shot. And if you go to the hospital, they won't have to hospitalize you. They won't have to intubate you. But if they do, it'll be less of an intubation than the other people. And if you die, it won't be because of the Wu Flu now, because now that Trump is gone, they're going to code it to what it is. They're going to code it to something else. Guatemala midget killed you. Oh, let's not forget these new neurological disorders that are being documented, right? Things like Alzheimer's, other forms of dementia, Guillain-Barré. But other than that, the shot is very safe, and of course, it's very effective if you don't mind catching the very disease that you don't want to get. I can't help it. It's too funny. You got a 50-50 chance of getting the Wu Flu if you get the shot. And it'll probably come from the shot. And you got about a 10% chance of getting the Wu Flu if you don't get it. Yeah. I think Captain Demento has lied here. Because the vaccinated now have to wear a mask. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that shot supposed to make you worry-free? You weren't worried about COVID, the Delta variant, your mama's bad breath, nothing. You were just, everything was supposed to be good in the hood. But now, let me just say this. I'm going to say this right now. The Delta variant is a predecessor to the Echo variant, the next version of the Wu Flu scandemic scare, because they want you scared. It can mutate again, and there will be another variant. Hang on.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce Thursday, pending a policy review, that his administration will require federal employees to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. The move comes as Google announces it will require all workers coming to campus to be vaccinated, joining the number of public and private enterprises taking new precautions as a highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 sweeps the United States. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Tuesday just over 70,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 462 deaths from the virus. There's an agreement on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying they have worked out the major issues. Portman adding the bill is paid for, a vote expected later to begin debate on the bill. USA Radio News. The Honor Flight Network is announcing it will resume veterans flights to Washington, D.C. starting next month. The flights were stopped during the pandemic. A former member of the military is calling out woke ideology.
Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission. Because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've said for some time that Democrats are ripe for the picking. And as much as they feel like they're winning because they know how to cheat better than we do, they're really losing in the court of public opinion. And there's many things I could tell you. Look at the polling for Joe Biden. He's upside down. And that's unfavorable polls. Kamala Harris is upside down. Where is Sister Girl anyway? She must be on the street corner somewhere in D.C. because I haven't heard hide nor hair from that chick. Democrats have more internal fights going on than you can shake a stick at. LGBTQIA+, they've got issues going on internally. I can tell you this, the American public is sick of the T's, the transsexuals, because, you know, we've got to cater to them. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about crimes for women have been rising because so many dudes are now considering themselves, well, women. They've gotten in touch with their feminine side. I guess it's a choice between being roommates with a dude named Bend Over or declaring yourself a chick. Dudes are going, I'll become a woman. Hello, Helen Reddy. I am woman, hear me roar. But Democrats have major issues. I mean, I want you to understand, there are so many of them right now that are looking at their party going, this is crazy. Even academics, various university types are going, we've gone too far. Consider this battle over vaccinations. I mean, this is a battle royale that is more than just, you know, your right as a human being and all these other things. And when does the government get to take over in the case of a true pandemic? And even in the case of a true pandemic, I still don't think you give up your rights, but, you know, we can discuss that another time. But in a scamdemic, I dang sure don't think you should give up your rights. But think about this. The conflict between that and one of the biggest movements in American history as far as women goes, probably second only to suffrage, and it is this Me Too movement. It's a movement that's gone way too far because most of the people, the women who are complaining about the Me Too stuff, are women who took everything they could in getting ahead whether it was a casting couch or, you know, performing sexual favors for men in high places. And as soon as their careers ended, they tried to pull a Kaepernick. And then they used it in an attempt to say, let's bring down the patriarchy. So any guy that got promoted in his life, Clarence Thomas, Justice Kavanaugh, whatever, they went after him. Roger Ailes. And in some cases, look, I get it. Powerful people believe that Governor Cuomo of New York, he's a perfect example of a powerful guy who uses his position to get women into bed. And there probably are, in fact, I believe there are some legit people, because man, that dude, he looks like a muscle head, and his brother certainly is a muscle head, little Fredo. So there's some legit women that have been sexually harassed, et cetera, but not to the level that the Me Too movement makes out. And they certainly aren't going to take any blame for their part. Women who knew what Harvey Weinstein was about. Women who knew what Jeffrey Epstein did every weekend with these powerful people. Who was Jeffrey Epstein's chief pimp? Ghislaine Maxwell. A woman. Hanging out. She's got pictures with the biggest politicos in the world, not just America. So anyway, the Me Too movement has a really tough time because they're the It's My Body crowd. And they've been relatively quiet over this vaccine. Oh, it's okay for pregnant women. Who cares? It's my body. Anyway, according to Front Page, one of the largest unions is now jumping on board and going against this whole, vaccine thing. And yet again, it showcases the problem inside of the Democratic Party. The Me Too movement is going to have to address this. SEIU is. And here's what they wrote. The union has been very clear from the start that it opposes vaccine mandates. Now, I don't know when the cake's going to hit the fan, or the other thing is going to hit the fan. But I heard Joe Biden say that all the doctors at the VA are going to have to be vaccinated. Well, would you get vaccinated? I've heard many pundits, including Joe Scarborough and his skanky chick, say if you're a cop, a nurse, or a school teacher, either get a new job or get vaccinated. Since when? Where's the It's My Body movement? By the way, where's the ACLU on this? I'm not saying they're negative. I don't know. I'd like to know where they are. But now you've got a union, 1.9 million people. I don't know if that's enough. Typically, that's a lot of people that can change an election. But 1.9 million people, and they have an ace in the hole with this whole thing. I'll get to that in a bit. But they said, vaccine, yes. Mandate, no. You want to take it? Take it. See, that's the way it should be. That's the way God intended it. If you want something, go get in line. If you don't, roll the dice, no problem. You get vaccinated and you feel safe, no problem. If I don't get vaccinated and I feel safe, I'm willing to roll the dice. And there's nothing that you can, there's no reason why you should be able to mandate it. None. Anyway, they said this. Healthcare workers have the right to make personal health decisions. This is what the SEIU said. Vaccine mandates disregard deep-seated fears instilled by our country's history of non-consensual medical testing and mistreatment of, and here it comes, racial and ethnic minority groups. There's not a black person or a Latino in this country who couldn't push back on this and say, I don't trust the government, and I'm suing based on the Tuskegee experiment for blacks, or I don't know, maybe they tested Latinos. But certainly that you can pull the race card here, and the SEIU is pulling the race card. Yes. By the way, did you guys hear the ACLU is going to protect a woman who wore a F. Biden shirt and was made to remove it or got fired or take it off or whatever? They're going to court on her behalf. Since when does the ACLU go to bat for people that, you know, that quite frankly are obviously not of their political persuasion? Congratulations to the ACLU. So we've got this topsy-turvy crazy world where the SEIU
and the ACLU are siding with us on various issues. And you want to know why they're siding with us? Because their sanity is slowly coming back. I tell you all the time, learn how to look for the wins. We're winning. So the SEIU has 1.9 million people and over 100 occupations. And here's the key. Most of these people are minority. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's overwhelmingly minority. So this group saying, vaccination, yes, mandate, no. You want to get it, you get it. But you're not going to tell us what to do. And they have threatened to sue. Here's what they said. At a rally this week outside a Presbyterian hospital, they said they may strike. It may escalate to a strike. In mid-June, New York Presbyterian Hospital announced a mandate for its employees. SEIU president threatened a lawsuit and possibly even a strike. Whether there is a legal challenge that we can make, he said, or whether it's just a pure organizational challenge that we can make, we are not just going to give in. Congratulations, man. Normally, we're talking about the ACLU in a negative way. You know, giving beat downs. They beat up a friend of mine in St. Louis, Ken Gladney. He's still not the same. They're union. They got union thugs ready to keep people in line. And here's one where they are actually earning their keep. Good for them. Long overdue. So here's what I'm waiting for, the Battle Royale. I want to see them go to work. I joined them in this cause. I don't know what we can do to help them, but you got to give credit where credit is due. It's like, and I know this is a little off subject, but Ducey in Arizona voted to get rid of critical race theory. I've been very critical of Ducey but this is one where you got to call up the governor's office and say, way to go, Doug. That's what you're supposed to do. So here the SEIU, I don't like these types of unions. I think they're thugs and I think they do a lot of things bad. But when they get it right, conservatives have to join them and say, you know what? You did the right thing. This thing I mentioned with the ACLU. The ACLU suing, backing a woman who wore an F. Biden shirt. I think it's in poor taste to wear that. But I get it. I mean, I won't even tell you I wouldn't wear it because I might. By the way, go check out our merch. KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale. They'll tell you probably in one of these little things. Go check it out because it has our message in it. But the message right now is that the Democrats are in deep kimchi because their people are striking back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Crazy stories in the world today, and this one is interesting to me because it speaks to culture, it speaks to the lexicon, the language, and who's controlling it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And here's what I will tell you. If you are a black rapper, you can speak ill of women all you want. You can go on, I don't know if you ever listen to Sirius Radio, but I listen to Kevin Hart. I listen to a lot of comedy, and I listen to Kevin Hart. He has a show with some buddies, and man, these guys drop the N-word like crazy. Go on TikTok, go on YouTube.
black folks dropping the N-word in rap songs and even just in conversation and lingo. Black kids, not banned, not anything. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com /KevPerks if you want to find out some of the things that we do for you that you can't get anywhere else and that are going to save you a lot of dough. Anyway, the reason why I bring this up is I was looking at, I'm kicked off Facebook, as you guys know, but I do get the stories, and this story was about a word that's commonly used. And here's what's funny about the lexicon, is I can use the word hoe, you know, as in a gardening hoe, but if you talk about a prostitute as a hoe, well, that's in bad taste. You've gone too far. And there's a gardening group on Facebook. You probably heard the story. I saw it in the New York Post, and they said Facebook took umbrage with a gardening group for its demeaning comments about moving dirt in one's garden. Facebook censors are digging deep, flagging the word hoe, H-O-E, in the Western New York gardening group because they apparently confused the tool for a disparaging term for women. Now, you can be on Sirius Radio, YouTube, TikTok, many of these others. You can say all kinds of things. I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were skanks. It's not a bad word. It's in the dictionary. It's not one that you would use on the daily like I do now because I've been ostracized for it. But it's a word that is not considered, I mean, there are worse words. Anyway, this group is called the WNY Gardeners. They have been repeatedly flagged by Facebook for, quote, violating community standards. When its more than 7,500 members discussed the long-handled blade implement, which is spelled with an E, unlike the offensive term. When one member commented, push-pull, ho. On a post about preferred weeding tools, Facebook sent a notification that read, "We reviewed this comment and found it goes against our standards for harassment and bullying." Now, I'm going to drop for just a second and tell you guys what we've got up our sleeves. So, one of my buddies, he's a developer. We're partners in this new social media site. And by the way, if you jumped on Getter, you might have gotten your data stolen because they hacked it and got 85,000 email addresses. And it's Stephen, forget his last name. He worked for Trump. It's his site. And they got a lot of people on there. And they're not ready for prime time. Now, as you guys know, I left PolitiChatter because the CEO of that company wanted to pay the management team before he was going to pay the troops. And I said, I'm not going to do it. So I left, and it'll die. It was going to be great. The one that me and my partner are doing and my entire team is going to be amazing to you. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm going to give you some details. I'm not even going to tell you the name, but I will tell you it has the word stack in it. And what we've decided is your life is made up of more than just your politics. You are a stack of things that make up who you are. So some of you are foodies. Some of you love music. Let me just use me as an example. I love great food. I absolutely love music, especially discovering new artists. I love film, as you guys know. I have a site, the Flick Fest. I hope you join it, even just because I'm asking you to. But you know what we do there? We discover new talent. I love this. I love travel. I love amateur sports. I love my kids. I love my family in general, right? I want to tell you little tidbits about what we do, how we, I mean, no offense to the show, but I think when we get into the interpersonal things, like when I tell you, one of my buddies came to town, hadn't seen his wife in ages. It was so good to see her. To me, she hadn't changed a bit. Time stood still. He and I went golfing and, you know, had a great time. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I mean, those are the things that make life wonderful. But here's my point. You may know me from my books. You may know me from my Fox interviews. You may know me from politics.
You may know me from my martial arts career. You may remember me from college or high school. I'm stacked with all these different ways for you to know me. Now, I'll use my buddy Tommy and Brady, or Dale. Dale's a better example. We keep in touch a lot. So Dale and I knew each other because we went to started going to school together in the third grade, I believe. So Dale moves to town, and maybe it was the fifth grade. I remember, but we started going to school together. We are friends to this day. He's like a brother to me. Now, Dale also shares my politics. And we probably share food and travel. And we share a lot because we have a lot in common. But like he and his wife started learning how to do some type of dance. I don't remember. They're taking dance classes. And I happen to like salsa. You know, salsa dancing. Dun, 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 dun. So maybe we depart there. But the point is Dale can determine what stacks that he wants to follow me on. Dale's not into the martial arts. So he may say, Kevin, I don't even care about that aspect of your life. He may not care that we're into baseball. I wasn't into baseball, but my kid is, so I'm in it now. And there are lots of people, my buddy Ozzie Smith and Cal Ripken and all these guys that are very good friends of mine, or good friends of mine, I'm not going to say very good, but they're friends of mine. They may follow my stack there. There is some of you who are foodies. You take pictures of all your food. I'm not too much into that, but if that's the way we follow each other, so be it. That's what we're building. And here's what's cool about it. You can be in your private stack politically, and nobody except the people that you want to know your politics can know that. You may love fishing, and you may get a whole group of fishing people or fishing buddies, and that's all they follow you for, and that's all they'll see. That's what we're building. And here's the thing. People ask me all the time, Kevin, are you guys going to make it for conservatives? No, we're making it for everybody. If you're a lefty and you want to come espouse some idiotic crap politically, I'm sure there are going to be people that follow you. I won't. But maybe I met you at Home Depot and you were teaching me how to build something. And that's what I'll follow of you. And here's what we think it will do. It will stop people from getting pigeonholed in this is who you are, measuring you based on one single thing. That's ridiculous. I've had so many people, we're friends, I've helped them build their business, write their business plans, and then they go, we start talking politics or I mention something, they go, oh, are you a Republican? Well, maybe. I mean, not really. Here's what I'm not. I'm not an idiotic bonehead leftist. I'll put it that way. And then, oh my God, I can't deal with you. I had a lady that did that to me. Loved me. She said, Kevin, I can't. God sent you to me because I couldn't have written this business plan without you. And then she found out I wasn't going to vote for Hillary Clinton or something. And next thing you know, I was a pariah. With my sight, she'll never know. She doesn't have to know. We want you to be siloed, and you may overlap with me in eight stacks, but three of them you may have no interest in. Don't worry about it. You're not going to get anything from me from that. How cool is that? That's what we're building. So I'm going to be, I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we are going to be looking. We got some private investors that want to help us do this because they love the concept, and it'll be ready around September. But while these other sites are rushing to get something because they want to feed this beast of angry conservatives. We want to build something that allows you to do what you want to do, say what you want to say, and determine who gets to see it. So you're not getting doxxed. So people aren't scraping your social media saying, oh my God, you said this, it was so controversial, or whatever. You choose what you want to see, how much of it you want to see, who you want to hang out with. Your stack is your business. So that's what we're coming up with. I wanted to share it with you because I know a lot of people are coming out, with wanting to know what's going to happen. And as far as this Facebook go, push, pull, ho. Push, pull, ho.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.